People are gonna crash.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, stand yeah. up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. We got some people in the chat saying we shouldn't have cut him off. Andrew, that they wanted to hear the rest of that poem. Lady B said, Tory, why did you stop that man? I was enjoying that. And not really a city girl. She posts the event in the chat. If you in the chat, you can see exactly where the event will be, date and times. Reginald said, peach juice. Here we go. Here we go. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. The state of Wisconsin investigating teacher's license after substitute accused of showing up drunk. Substitute accused of showing up drunk, and they're trying to investigate the teacher's license. Well, we got some video, if you're watching this, we broadcast live on what's going on with this teacher that showed up to work drunk. Let's listen.
From the Bay Lane Elementary parking lot, substitute teacher Christopher Rios is seen driving to work and then stumbling out of the car.
This is the first day? Okay, so.
Court records say staff suspected he was intoxicated and it landed him in the principal's office.
You drank enough last night.
A breathalyzer test showed it was more than a little. Rios blows a .36, more than four times the legal limit.
Do you think you can effectively and safely be in the building with kids today?
Rios told officers he had a pending OWI, and then they found an active warrant for his arrest.
After this all happened, we received several questions from viewers, like how could someone with multiple OWI charges still have a teaching license, and who's responsible for catching that?
State records show Rios was granted his teaching license in January 2023 when he had no criminal record on file. But in the years after, things changed. His second OWI came in February 2025, a third in October, and this fourth at Bay Lane Elementary just 10 days later.
You have a warrant.
You showed up to work drunk.
The Department of Public Instruction confirms it runs background checks when an educator applies or renews a license, not automatically when charges are filed. So, unless someone reports it, like parents or the media, the state may not know. Rios worked through Kelly Education, a temp agency that supplies substitute teachers. The company tells TMJ4 they have removed him from all assignments, adding that their screening procedures, quote, include comprehensive background and fingerprint checks and meet all state and district requirements.
Well, we're going to get you out of the school setting right now.
But since those checks happened before Rios' recent arrest, the system didn't catch them.
What? All right, hold on. So, all right, so let's get to the point. This teacher driving around drunk had multiple situations with reckless driving, and a lot of people don't relate OWI, operating while intoxicated, to reckless driving. But I equate anytime you get behind the wheel and act reckless, act irresponsible with the vehicle, putting lives in danger, to me that's reckless driving. So let's get my definition of reckless driving. Maybe it's yours, maybe it's not. Because maybe you think it's only just, you know, on the north side of Milwaukee. I don't know. But reckless driving is anytime you act irresponsible behind the car, the wheel of a car, no matter what you're doing, carelessness, drunk, whatever, drugs. That's recklessness to me. But this guy shows up almost, what did not really a city girl say in the chat? Falling out the car was an understatement. Drunk. So, But what you got to investigate? See, this is where I don't like it. This is where I understand. If this was anybody that looked like me, it wouldn't be no investigation. It would just be, you know, off with the head. You know what I mean? But now you see, because this was at Muskego. This was out there, one of them small towns out there. Okay, but, you know, I know some people that used to say they knew people that had like 4 or 5 OWIs. Nothing happened to them. They was able to get their license after, you know. And then, you know, we have reckless driving and they ready to tow your car, do all kinds of stuff to you. And I'm with it. I'm with whatever you got to do to stop people from acting reckless out here. But once you start getting into the outskirts and talk about OWI, you don't never hear the word reckless driving when you hear OWI. You never hear the conversation that we going to tow the cars. We going to stand down on folks and we going to have this tough approach to drinking while intoxicated, operating while intoxicated. Understand what I'm saying? Okay. If y'all get it, y'all get it. If it fly over your head, then it is what it is. I don't like it. I don't like that there's a separate idea when it comes to reckless driving and OWI or DWI or whatever you want to talk about, however you want to call it. It's the same. And it should be met with the same aggression. But we all know that what happens, you know, when things, that when they point it toward the black community and then when they point it toward Waukesha, it got different language barriers to it. It's how you write it up. It's how you talk about it. And I think that's a problem. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to head out to Mequon. They said there's some burglaries going on, and there were videos showing potential suspects crawling through the woods. This was on camera. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Another powerful conversation, Truth Nation. Crispy chicken just keeps getting better at Cousin Subs. Try their crispy chicken basket, complete with 3 white meat tenders and a regular fry, a meal made easy. And for the little ones, their kids' meal come with 2 crispy tenders, applesauce, and a juice box and a cookie. Just the right size for the growing appetites, made with quality chicken and ready to enjoy in-store, online, or on app. But hurry, these crispy favorites are only around for a limited time. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I want to go to a story that I saw where there were burglaries in Mequon. And they got video. Somebody had trail video of the assailants that's been going around stealing from the houses in Mequon. And I need y'all to look at this video. Somebody look at this video. Hey, we got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Look at this.
6:49 on the evening of October 18th, a Mequon resident's trail camera captures this video. 3 people creeping through a wooded area on the southeast side of Mequon. Fast forward 7 minutes later to 6:56 that night, this.
They picked up 3 individuals on those trail cams that had masks and backpacks.
Different videos, but the same group seen in this video captured last week on the city's northwest side. Police Captain John Hale says the masked individuals could be tied to recent burglaries.
Probably the last month we've starting getting an uptick again. This also happened earlier in the year.
It isn't the first time Mequon has seen a spike in burglaries this year. In March, city officials discussed this issue at common council meetings.
They had a break-in at their house over the weekend, and their neighbor had a break-in the week prior.
But Hill says
they came, they left, and then now they're back again. How long are they going to stay? I don't know. Hopefully they're gone.
Oh, wow.
You know, but we don't know.
Detectives believe the individuals behind these crimes are part of a large organized crime group. He says they're primarily stealing jewelry and high-end handbags.
The federal government and their agencies, we've been working with them on some of our cases because this is not just an area thing. This is not just a Wisconsin thing. This is a nationwide thing.
Cases that officers are working to solve while they warn residents to stay alert.
All right. So what I wanted to bring this story up for is because the police just kind of was like, well, we don't know if they're going to hang around or not. And, you know, he's kind of nonchalant about burglars coming through the woods in Mequon. You know, well, we don't know how long they're going to be around. And, hey, you know, if we catch them, we catch them. I don't know. You know, it's like, wow. Like, I just looked at that and I was like, hey, if it looked like some brothers walking through the bushes, I'm trying to tell you, they'd have that whole force around it. I don't know. I just like to see the different responses in different areas to stuff. It's just weird to hear what he was saying. And if there's some people walking around in the bushes at night robbing folks, why don't y'all got a task force out there? You know? Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's the way they get down out there. I don't know. You know, but it didn't look like the typical burglars. It looked like some people that was really, you know, kind of like they probably a little bit more on to what's going on out in Mequon. So they know the trails. Like it's maybe an inside job. It may be some people that lived out there. They know the back trails and they just masking up to go and get the goodies. They know where the goodies at. Because I don't know no brothers or nobody else that would be out in Mequon trying to go through those neighborhoods because they probably wouldn't know exactly where to go. So that looked like an inside, somebody that's been in that area that probably live around that area and they know where the goods at. They probably was over there partying. They probably got some inside conversations by having connections and knowing people. So they know what house to hit. They know who then went on vacation. So that's what that looked like to me. I would love to see if they catch them, what they say about these folks. Because it looked like these people are way familiar with what's going on in Mequon. They was masked up. They knew it. As soon as they saw the camera, they knew, you know, they turned around and kind of was navigating through the trails. And since it had been burglaries over there, maybe the people was like, well, you know what? I'm going to set up cameras now because they're stealing all this stuff. These people have been successful. And then listen to the police, the guy that was coming. Well, you know, hopefully they don't stick around. What? Okay. Here we go. He probably recognized them, T-Lo. That's what he says. He said Ronnie Ray Real in the chat. Says he probably recognized them and didn't want to give them away, but it made it to the news anyway. We got Brother Love on the lines. Brother Love. How you doing, Brother Love?
Hey, how you doing, Tory, man? How's it going?
Hey, I'm feeling good. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm feeling fabulous, man. I'm feeling fabulous,
Did
man.
You want to chime in? I said you want to chime in on what Paul Pierce said about relationships. If you want to know if a woman love you, go cheat on. That's what, ain't that what they said in the Color Purple? That's what the advice that they gave in Color Purple back when we was kids.
yeah. I mean, Tori, I never in my life cheated outside of a relationship, but never cheated in a relationship. So
cheat on the outside.
I mean, you know, just dating and stuff like that.
Well, that ain't cheating if y'all went in a committed relationship. That's messing around.
Tori, Yes, but I'm not a perfectionist, Tori.
Okay.
And I think cheating delves into more of being a perfectionist and doing things right. So I wasn't perfect in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody's perfect, you know, Brother Love. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Okay. Well, yeah, Tory. I think Paul Pierce did well. I think he have a point. You can, you know what I mean, test a woman and see if she loves you.
By cheating on her.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I think, because we dirty dogs anyway.
Okay.
You know, we dirty dogs anyway, so.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that, so what is the test? What you're looking for when you do something like that? How do you want somebody to respond? You went out of cheating.
Uh-huh.
You told her, hey, I went out and cheated on you. Okay, so what are you expecting her to say?
Well, baby, at least she was honest with me, and you know what I'm saying? And now we can work on you as a man about this because you was honest about it. And so now that you are honest about that, now she can be truthful with you about other things, and at least we can work on yourself now. Mm-hmm. And then that can improve the relationship.
Because now y'all done got through the cheating hurdle, and it's only up from there. You can't get no lower than that.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, brother. And God bless you.
Thank you for tapping in, brother love. Hey. You know what? I'll say this. You know, it's a lot. I think a lot of people go through a lot of different things in relationships. And I think the cheating idea just gives the loudest alarm. And I think that a lot of people have their take on what cheating is. And I think that if you're not giving somebody the best representation of what you want, that's cheating them out of having that. You know, so to me, I think cheating comes in many forms to me. A lot of people look at the physical part about cheating, but I look at it as if you want this type of relationship and you're not giving me the best version of that, or you're making me not have that best version, to me, that's cheating me out of being with somebody that could have gave me the best version of the relationship. So it depends on what you're looking at and how you look at it. But we got Eddie on the lines. Eddie.
Tory.
How you doing, Eddie?
Good, Tory. We got to straighten out that intro stuff, right?
Hey.
We talked about that. Okay.
Here we go.
So, again, Tory, nobody's more qualified to talk about relationships than I am, because I've been painting houses for 35 years, Tory. Here's the gig. We're doing old math here. And what I mean by that is the idea that we can have women who are 28, who have body counts of over 100. They've had every sexual experience, Tory. They practice their right of abortion. They carry STDs, and then you're supposed to, as a man, you're supposed to live up to every aspect, every delusion that they have about you fulfilling your manhood within the relationship. But they're not. They're not virtuous. They're not untouched. You know, we've allowed them to get away with this for about 20, 25 years, okay? You know, I just wanted to say we're applying old math to new rules. It's not going to work. And again, I'm old school. I think men and women have two different roles. So I think, okay, it's okay for the fellas to cheat. I don't think I have a problem when my friends are cheating on their wives, spouses, girlfriends, fiancés. It doesn't bother me at all. But if a woman cheats, Tory, it destroys society. I'm looking out for my country, my community, right? My neighborhood. You know, women cheating, it's such a mortal social sin, Tory.
Here we go.
So what I do is I believe what I believe, and it's not hypocrisy because I practice it. It'd be hypocrisy if I said it and didn't practice it, Tory. But I think it's even biblical that in the Bible, the men had more than one woman, Tory. And then, Tory, on that note, I guess I'm going to go, Tory. If anybody needs me to give lectures, I'm for hire. I do weekends. I do holidays. I'll do a bar mitzvah, though I'm not a Jew. Tory, just give me a ring and I'll do it, okay? I'll show up. I'll pay you to come, okay?
All right, Eddie.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
All right, Eddie. Hey, look. Well, before we run the break, let's give away some cash. Truth Nation, now's your chance to be our one call, that's all, 5K giveaway entry winner for today. That's right. You'll be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Office. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win our $5,000 giveaway right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Again, that's 833-212-1017. Be caller number 10 and be entered in to win our $5,000 Gruber Law Office 5K giveaway. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Joining me live on VMix, we got advocate author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, salute. It's Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday, it's Scorpio season. Let me get some happy birthday to Elizabeth Brown in the chat. Somebody put some happy some balloons in the chat. Let me see the balloons in the chat. Hey, that's what's up.
I feel the love.
Happy birthday, girl.
Yeah. Hey, my doorbell been ringing all day, okay?
I'll check this out. I know that you are set to be at an award ceremony this Saturday for all of the things that you do in the community.
Yes, and salute. Yes, I am, yourself included. So congratulations to you and all the other honorees that are being honored for the work that we do. Again, I'm humbled. Heart is full. It's a beautiful time. Again, that we don't need the recognition because we do what we do because that's who we are. But at the end of the day, the appreciation is always recognized and honored. So salute to those who are really seeing the individuals that are really doing the real work. Because again, like I said, it's not, we don't expect it because we do it because we want our community to be better.
Right.
But again, I appreciate being recognized.
Yeah. So what you doing for your birthday? I mean, like, you know, the community wanted, inquiring minds want to know, is you getting outside? Can they come see you or what's going on?
I'm definitely not getting outside. I'm definitely going to bed.
You know what I'm
saying? Oh, wow. I'm going to do something on the weekend. You know, it's a Thursday. You know, I got to work and so on and so forth. And I'm really feeling jet lag. You know, the super moon was yesterday. You know, today it's like the shadow of that. I'm trying to, at this point, manifest everything that I need. But I know one thing for sure and two for certain. Come April 2026, I will be on my Harley. I can guarantee you
okay,
that.
So you want a Harley for your birthday?
Absolutely.
You want to hit the road? You want to get out there on the
Absolutely.
Freeway?
Absolutely.
Born to be wild?
Absolutely.
Well, you see me in my last action flick, I was on the Harley. I had to go to the biker bar.
I seen that. And I was just like, okay, so what I'm going to try to do is really get you on a real bike.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm going to try to do.
Hey.
A bike, a trike, you know?
A three-wheeler.
Hey, whatever it takes. They got a three-wheeler.
Okay, that's what's up. I can do that. I'm going to try, because I'm too handsome to be scarred up off the pavement. I don't want nothing to run out into the street, and then next thing you know, I got to maneuver, and next thing you know, I done flipped on my head. I ain't trying to do all that.
But that's why you take the classes, and you, again, you're very visual, so you're very aware.
Right.
I don't think you will have no type of issues, you know, okay. After you take, you know, the Harley Davidson class and stuff like that. you're very aware. You're not the type of person that like to listen to music and be right. distracted. So I don't think you would have any issues.
And I drive like a grandpa.
Too. Being on the bike. And you definitely.
I'm definitely the opposite like of reckless driving. What's the opposite of reckless driving? Is slow driving?
Hey, reckless driving, because when you drive too slow, you can cause a wreck. Nah, that's reckless driving,
you,
too.
You get people behind you blowing the horn and trying to get you a bird as they pass by.
I would advise you not to drive to Chicago because you will wake up in heaven too driving
late.
Slow.
Too late. I done drove to Chicago plenty of times. I just know to drive the speed limit. I don't know what the rush is for. I don't know why people get in a hurry to go. Where you going?
Tori.
Is the baby baby coming? Is something happening to me? Is it an emergency? Slow down.
And I feel you, but you do not be going the speed limit. You be under the speed limit.
I'm just trying to get where I gotta go. I ain't in no
way. Hey, you had the old people flipping you off.
It's okay. You know what I say? Call me when you have housing issues, because I know you live in city house. Because this the speed.
They definitely gonna need.
Hold on, because this the speed I'm gonna be driving to get to your situation.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna get there,
but you get there safe.
I'm definitely
you
gonna
get us there,
there
safe, hey. And we be in one piece. So absolutely, hey. salute for that.
I'm trying to say, I'm trying to make it. I ain't trying to rush. I ain't in no rush to cause nothing unnecessary.
And I salute you for real. Absolutely.
Well, we got a couple things going on the show today. We had our friends at Cousins stop through. And we
Salute
had
to Jason.
Keith King coming
Absolutely.
Through with the adult Absolutely. With the adult poetry night.
Salute to Keith King, because again, I think it's prevalent again, him needing to be the one who have a podcast or something like that, because again, the relationship that he has, again, black man,
28,
black woman, black children. Hey, again, that's a specialist, you know, especially when you realize that, you know, to be with somebody that long, there's constant growth that's right. taking place. And at the end of the day, one thing for sure and two for certain, they chose each other. No matter what that looked like. 28 years in the bag. And like he said, he's still deeply in love with, you know, his wife. It's a beautiful thing, you know. And when I had that conversation with him, I thought it was pivotal, because we always talking about relationships on the Tori Lowe Show. We're talking about, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the main idea is healing and rebuilding the black man, woman, and child. And when he told me what it was that, you know, he did, especially when we're talking about poetry, because that's love language mm-hmm. to me, you know, a person that's able to express themselves, no matter what that looked like. And again, we're always talking about where would we go on a date night or something like that. And I was like, I mean, if he's hosting these things, grown man, grown woman, in these spaces, I think it'll be a good first date or something like that. Again, a person that's so creative where they can use their words, and it's all about love. It's all about intimacy. It's all about, you know, being one, because at the end of the day, the black man and the black woman are one. Whether we can see it physically or not, spiritually, that's our superpower, is being together and being able to balance each other. So I thought it was pivotal that we have him on the show. I thought it was pivotal that we support black love on all angles, consenting adults doing what it is that they want to do. But there's nothing like individuals who are able to create, again, outside of the bots and these podcasts. These are individuals who are taking their words, they're crafting them, they're whether they're erotic or whether it's sensual. I think we have to get back to that, you know, because that's how we repopulate.
Well, he was trying to do a poem and we had to run the break because it was, you know, we had to hurry up and get to break because of the women.
Hey.
But the women was like, hey, he should have finished. He should have got.
And I promise you, Tori, I was listening like, hey, look here. Yeah. You know, grown and sexy.
Well, since we're talking about it, we got to run the break. And when we come back, When we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Happy birthday, Elizabeth Brown. This is her birthday, November 6th. Born on November 6th.
Absolutely.
Now, I got something that interesting happened on November 6th. Your girl, Nancy Pelosi, says she's not seeking re-election. And
that's a good thing.
She's ending her political career. After 4 decades, they say she's been involved in the politics for 4 decades.
I know. She like, what, 80-something?
40 years. Nearly 40 years.
How old? I think she 80, ain't she?
Hey, don't have me. I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
85.
Yeah. Thank you, Nancy.
They say 85.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. It was time to go.
Wow.
Absolutely. That's a good birthday. Salute, Nancy. Go ahead and, retire. Spend the rest of your days on a beach in Florida or something. Yes. Again, we need new blood. It's time for the, sometimes we overstay our welcome, we need fresh faces. We need fresh ideas. It's time to do something new.
Also,
I salute that.
Also, I want to get your comments on Paul Pierce, he made a comment.
A clown.
And said that, and you used to like the Celtics.
I did. I used to love the Celtics. Mm-hmm. I actually used to, like Paul Pierce. But again, that's entertainment. But we see that the person outside of that, and one thing, and I learned that about Michael Jordan too. Like, a lot of these people that we romanticize with or fantasize with or celebritize, in real life they don't be good people. Again, he old as hell, one, and two, I'm gonna need him to get it together. But we also know that when we're talking about the celebrities, they don't do nothing regular. Like all the P. Diddy, Holly Weird, what goes on with the basketball players, football players, I mean, all of that just raunchiness, pure ignorance, Paul Pierce, okay? And he is one of the ones that we'll be calling a older and not an elder because he lacks wisdom.
Wow. And like I said, they say never meet your idols because you'll find out.
I'm telling you.
That you wouldn't even like them after that. If you really, truly meet them and sit down and hang out with them, you only like what they're doing as far as entertainment or whatever, you see on the outskirts.
The script.
But if you ever get around them, you may not think of them the same.
I'm glad I never had idols outside of my father. Again, I just hate to see, because, I'm a really big person. I love mascots. I do. Absolutely. Benny the Bull is my number one. I love mascots, and I just hope, for whatever reason that is, what they doing behind closed doors. Oh, wow. Ain't like what everybody.
Ain't no telling. Once they take off their helmet,
ain't no telling, But again, I don't idolize them, though. I just like the mascots. It represents something for me. But I mean, at the end of the day, King, I mean, the reality is that we have to stop looking to these individuals who get paid to play a part in a movie or a script or a role, because again, in reality, they've been sending us down the wrong road. When we think about these athletes and their relationships, a lot of us tap in or tune in to a lot of their relationships because we ain't dealing with our own. But in this season that we're in right now, you're going to have to man your own. Like Keith was stating that you have to make sure what you do and the energy that you're carrying, that you're vibrating to receive the right energy, and there's balance with the people that you're dealing with. We can no longer listen to nobody else, because we know that the scripts that's being played, especially for our community, when we think about there's a guy, and I think I tagged you, you know, he was exposing Worldstar about the man that's behind Worldstar and how they push these narratives for black men and black women to be against each other, where they shared a post saying, you know, a black woman, he said Verkeisha or something like that, like some type of black name that they made up. And she refused a $2,000 money gift for her birthday, saying she worth more than that, and she turned the money down. But it's not even us who pushing these negative narratives for the black man versus the black woman, or vice versa. It's other people outside our community that that's push these the narratives. Absolutely. Again, to keep us separated, because they know the power that we have when we are together. They want to continue to push, you know, the hypersexuality, the you can have as many partners, you can sleep with somebody's granddaddy. Like, I mean, it's the ignorance for me, you know. Again, when we know better, we do better. And one thing for sure, you have to know that the power is in your temple, which is not the church. It's your body, and you only have one. So you shouldn't be sharing yourself with multiple individuals thinking you win it. You're choosing to lose at some point. You know, the things that we idolize is like the millionaires and people like that. They have one in, they're married. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people pushing out these ideas, because they, what they didn't tell us is that when we decide to share ourselves with somebody, that that's a ritual. You can manifest and create big things if y'all both are on the same page and doing the righteous things. And what we think, what we vibrate to, we create. And so a lot of the times they're not going to tell you how powerful you are and how you have to be very picky about choosing, but even picky about being chose who you decide to give yourself to. So it's a powerful time, King. Yeah, and I'm here for it, because it's over you, for the hoopla.
I was going to ask you about Blueface and Krishan. They got them all over the internet right now, because Blueface just got out of jail. And these people don't make music. They're supposed to be music artists, but now they just selling toxicity. And it's being shared across the internet.
At
the people
are
watching all over. And I was like, wow, like, this is really what people are really tuned into, tapped into this type of toxic behavior. And a lot of people are being influenced by this, thinking that that's really love, to go through a lot of the toxic ideas.
And it's not.
And they're kind of getting an image in their head is that if it doesn't look like this, or if I'm not acting like this, that is not love.
It's toxic. It's not, because again, you can never love somebody more than you love yourself to leave somebody who's hurting you. Okay. What that shows is that there you're wounded. That's that childhood trauma, you addicted, that struggle love. In this season that we're in now, anything that you did in the struggle, because right now it's about flow. It's about healing. It's about rebuilding, repairing. It's about coming together and understanding that old part of you, when you didn't know better, again, today you can wake up and do better. You can become better. You can get greater in your knowledge. So to get caught up in the old timeline of the toxicity, playing the victim, or allowing yourself to be misused and abused to mislead others, again, it's crashing fast. A lot of people seeing through it, but again, a lot of people got to stay where they at. And I mean, the sad reality is, you know, God bless the dead, the brain dead. I mean, you know, so,
hey,
I mean, we working though, King.
Well, look, happy birthday, girl. And congratulations on your award that, you know, you were selected for, a community award. That's
absolutely
powerful. That's power.
Thank you, King. And salute to you, too. And thank you for the birthday wishes. And again, I got something set up for, I think, yeah, Saturday. You know, so you probably need to get in the gym because you already know how I do.
What you mean? Here we go.
Yeah.
It's too late if it's Saturday.
It ain't. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but I ain't never felt winded.
I ain't never failed no course yet. You know what I mean? I walked from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C. I got up off the couch and did that, you know, with no preparation.
Oh. Hey, so you... You have a story to tell come Monday.
Hey. It can't be worse than walking from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C.
I don't know, fam.
My feet was messed up pretty bad. All right.
We'll girl. See.
All right. Well,
all right, King. I'll have a
talk
good day.
To you soon. God bless.
All right. Salute.
All right. Hey. All right. Truth Nation, salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to everybody that chimed into the show in the chat. Another powerful chat. Salute to everybody out there in Radio Land. Hey, look, join me tomorrow. We got another powerful show for you tomorrow. Hey, look, be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, up next.